Yeah, they're both my roommates.
Who's the messier one?
I don't know. I don't know who the messier one is. They're both pretty clean.
Do you guys have weight room competition between, you know... Because you're the running back. They're the fullbacks. I'm guessing you probably win the weight room competition, too.
For some of the stuff. Cox got me on bench, I know. But, yeah, they're both strong guys.
Kirk said Cox can run.
Yeah.
You better watch out.
Oh, yeah, he can. He's in spring ball. Yeah, he got tons of carries and everything. Cox is he's a good football player, definitely.
Is he from about the same area you're from?
No, he's near the Rockford area, so it's about an hour or so away.
What's life like for you? I mean, are you recognized around campus pretty much?
Yeah, a little bit more. Definitely a little bit more. I'm not walking around too much, just straight up on campus. But, yeah, definitely when I'm out there, some people recognize me.
So is it 100% good?
Yeah, it's fine. Nothing bad so far. I like my privacy, too. But, yeah, it's been fine. Nothing too bad.
You seem to handle this all pretty well. I mean, every week you get a cluster of reporters and your name's in the headline, you know, TV, et cetera, et cetera. You just remind yourself to...
Always level-headed. You always have to be level-headed, no matter what. Be humble no matter what. That's what I've been taught. That's the values that my parents have taught me, and I've continued to use them.
But you really don't care about this stuff here. You just want to play football,
definitely,
right?
Yeah. I'm a football player, definitely. I just like playing football, being physical out there, and, yeah, I can't wait till next Saturday.
Did you get the sense that people, like, say, in the student section when you're walking by them the other day at Iowa State, they realized who you were?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't really know during the games. I'm pretty focused on that. I don't really listen to that stuff then. But yeah, I have no clue.
I miss some of this. Are you sore right now?
Not really. Not too bad. We had some good recovery, so yeah, I'm pretty good right now.
You realize what a game's going on. You're getting a lot of carries. I mean, you know you're getting a lot of carries, but like it was 30, and then it was 35 the next game. Do you realize that during the game, or is it just...
Just whenever you guys tell me how many carries I get, that's how many I know I get. You know when you have more than like 10 or 15, but you really don't know how many you have after that, I'd say.
What was it like when you got up Sunday morning?
Really?
To get out of bed,
not too bad.
Really?
Not a lot less than I thought. I had more bruises, I'd say, than normal, but
like
muscle soreness.
Legs?
More on my arms and legs, yeah. But, no more muscle soreness than usual.
Now, what is the usual recovery process for you? Do you go get an ice bath?
Usually ice baths, stretch with the trainers, all that stuff. Then we run on Sunday, too, which gets the cranks out.
So, like, an ice bath for how long?
10-15 minutes.
Do you like them? They feel good?
I like them. I like them. I can get an ice bath easier than a hot tub. My body runs on warm, so it's nice.
All right. And then you say you stretch and run.
Yeah.
And then usually, by Tuesday, are you ready to go again, or sometimes it takes a little longer?
No, usually Tuesday, unless there's some sort of injury, but there's not. So, yeah, usually Tuesday you're ready to go.
Did you in high school? I know you ran a lot, but what was the recovery like then? Because you didn't have all these facilities to take care of you.
I still use ice baths and stuff. Nothing nearly as good as we have here or anything. But I've been ice bathing since high school, so yeah, pretty much that stretching as much as you can do.
What do you think when you watch tape of one of your games and you see how many times you get hit multiple times on a carry? I mean, does it make you feel proud that you bounced up, or is it just football? You're a football player, power football? What is that like?
Yeah, just power football, I'd say. It's what I've been used to, just playing physical football, and continue to do that probably.
At the same time, you were running behind Cox and Pleva quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Just talk about the job those guys do on an ISO for you.
Yeah, they're great out there. They've been doing an unbelievable job since spring ball, since they both got their chances, and they've continued to do well, and that's so fun to run behind them, the offensive line, the tight end. It's awesome.
Is the timing down? I mean, you played obviously one position up, and everybody talks about running back and O-line, but there's a third part in there when you're talking about an ISO. How long does it take to develop that type of timing?
Yeah, it's definitely timing, and I think at a fullback position, once I played fullback before, you kind of understand what they're thinking out there, what they're doing, so maybe it's a little easier to make a read on that type of play.
Do you wonder how many carries your body can take? Are you even concerned about that?
No, I'm not really concerned. Whenever the coaches tell me to go in, that's why I'm going to go in, and we'll see what happens from there.
What was the bus like, bus ride home for you? Was that fun?
Yeah, it was definitely fun, and it got long, kind of. Then we just wanted to get home. It was probably by midnight we got back here, so yeah, but it was definitely fun at the beginning, and then everyone calmed down a little bit and went to sleep or started started listening to music.
The mood was pretty positive.
Yeah, definitely positive.
You think how last season ended, and then, you know, you guys won the week before, but it wasn't convincing. Mm-hmm. And you really kind of had it was a big win, biggest win since Michigan State. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good win. It's a stepping stone. We need to continue this week, have a good week this week, and play a good game against Western Michigan. We'll see what happens there, and then move on.
Is there a concern that Western Michigan would, on paper, appear to be a trap game? You play a huge in-state rivalry, and now you're playing a team from MAC. The conference that's beaten you twice. Mm-hmm. Does that help get you ready?
Well, definitely, yeah. We're not looking over anybody, no doubt. And, we've lost against Michigan State. They gave Michigan State a pretty good game. They gave Northwestern a pretty good game at the beginning. So, yeah, they're going to be a tough team to play, a tough opponent.